Hey guys, Katherine Jackson here on my podcast called Inside Clemson. Today we will be unpacking the truth about Clemson's past as a military school. Also today, I will be having a special guest, Rachel Tate, to answer a few questions on behalf of the student body. As a little bit of a background, Clemson opened its doors in 1893 as an all-male military school. They had a large focus in agriculture. Since then, over 10,000 students have graduated from Clemson who also served in the military. In 1964, the name of Clemson changed from Clemson Agriculture College to Clemson University when they realized they had much more to offer in terms of academics. Now, I just want to ask you, Rachel, did you know that Clemson had a military background as a school?
No, I didn't. I know that we have a large ROTC program and some other military groups, but I did not know that it was solely a military school.
Yeah, not a lot of people on campus do. That's why it's really important for us to discuss. I was thinking about this topic, and it had me really wondering, how does this help with diversity or creating a better sense of place for some students? Personally, I think that knowing the background of this school helps create ties for some students who come from a military background. This may help to create a more accepting environment for them coming into college. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree with that, but I also think, in terms of diversity, that this speaks volumes. You said that in 1893, this was an all-male school, right?
Yeah.
Well, when Clemson started to expand their academics and open doors to women, this spoke greatly for diversity and acceptance on this campus. I think that has set the stage for everything that we as a college are doing now. It's amazing to see how much we have grown together and what we can accomplish in the future. Allowing women to study here was a statement of integrity, and I love that.
Of course, you are stating some really awesome points. That being said, what negative effects could not knowing about Clemson's past hold in terms of diversity?
Well, as a quote-unquote normal student, there is a kind of unspoken divide between the students in ROTC and everyone else like me. I mean, they all hang out together and wear their uniforms, you know? So it kind of causes a rift. But knowing that we were a military school gives an almost, a sense of unity. Like, we all go to Clemson, so we all have this military in our history, and I think that's a really special thing.
Yeah, I love your point of view. As a campus, it is important to be united in the goals of our future. Knowing this past about Clemson's military school can definitely be used to help us do that. Thank you, Rachel, for coming out and answering some questions for me. I enjoyed getting to hear a few different points of view. Like I said earlier, knowing history is very important. Make sure you guys tune in next week for another important topic.